KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon, midweek, midday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis in the News Center. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says the new details about Osama bin Laden not being armed shouldn't distract us from the main fact that bin Laden's death is a major victory for our country. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb spoke with Senator Merkley.
I think we share a collective sense of relief that he's no longer with us.
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says he isn't surprised that some of the details of bin Laden's death have changed. Initially, the White House said he was engaged in a firefight with the Navy SEALs. Today, they revised the statement saying he was unarmed and that he did not use his wife as a shield. We talked to Senator Merkley earlier today.
The exercise was so skillfully done. I think there's going to be a lot of details that shift, mainly because the White House was working hard to get out the news as quickly as they had it, but they hadn't thoroughly debriefed yet the members of the SEAL Team 6. Just yesterday, the head of intelligence and briefing senator said that they had just started the person-by-person debriefings.
Merkley says the atmosphere on Capitol Hill is nonpartisan, and people in both parties are celebrating equally. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
A memorial service for Sandra Meyer, the Bend woman believed murdered by her husband, will be held this Saturday at First Presbyterian Church in Bend. Meyer's body was found buried in the Meyer backyard a couple weeks ago after weeks of searching for the missing woman. The memorial is scheduled for Saturday, May 7th at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. Her sons say everyone is welcome to take part in celebrating their mother's life. Children of different ages handle major events like the death of Osama bin Laden differently. Psychologist and author Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore says parents can use examples from his death to reinforce other family values.
You could talk about the courage of those Navy SEALs who went into the compound. We can talk about compassion for the victims and the family members of those who bin Laden hurt. We can also talk about tolerance.
She says the bottom line, parents can explain about war and terrorism and the crimes that bin Laden committed. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, look no further. Amalia's Restaurant in downtown Bend will be holding an outdoor party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. Thursday night. Lorenzo Gonzalez is the restaurant's general manager.
Pretty much doing a closing down the street right in front of our restaurant. And we have some live music. We have three bands playing. We have Rebel Buckets, Todd Javi, and Awesome Otme from L.A. We're going to have that street concert. We'll be providing food and drinks outside as well.
Amalia's is located on Wall Street and opened just over a year ago. Some of the proceeds from the celebration will go to support the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Oregon. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.